The report is based on numbers from the most recent figures from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. It's a nearly 1.3% increase from the year before. And that's encouraging news, says Richard Stock, an economist from the University of Dayton.
When you've been in a situation where for 10 years in a row you had job losses, I think 2 years of job growth is a pretty exciting thing to watch.
Stock says the numbers represent a mix of high and low-paying jobs. The majority are professional and technical positions, like engineers and scientists. He credits that to growth at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. The other bulk of the jobs are in leisure and hospitality. But Stock says there is one area where jobs are not growing.
The drag on us over this period continues to be the government sector. And, you know, the real concerns there is that local government still has more hits to take.
Dayton ranks number 36 in the 100 biggest job markets. Stock says he hopes the upward trend will continue, but he says that will be dependent on the economic recovery nationally. For WYSO, I'm Emily McCord.